Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse 22. Matthew 14, verse 22. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick, and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Jesus had already tried to go off by himself after he hears about the death of John the Baptist. But he had people following him, and he ends up feeding them. And again, he tries to have some time alone. He sends his apostles to begin a crossing in a boat while he goes to pray. But they're not making a lot of headway because the wind is against them. They're struggling. The waves are significant. And so Jesus begins to walk along the surface of the water. And they see it and they're terrified, thinking it's a ghost. Not sure where that came from. Doesn't really matter, but they misunderstood nonetheless. Jesus identifies himself, and of course, Peter, as usual, is one of the first to speak up, and he says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Sometimes when Peter speaks up like this, he's expressing something that all the disciples would desire. He's just the first one to really speak up and say something. Maybe they all wanted to be able to come out to Jesus on the water. They wanted to experience this incredible moment. But Peter speaks up, and of course Jesus tells him that he can come out on the water. And at first everything's fine. He's happy about it. He's experiencing the moment, but he begins to take his eyes off Jesus and look around at the wind, the waves, the sea. I mean, Peter's been on the water before. He knows what it's like. I'm sure he knew how to swim well. But the moment overtakes him, and he begins to sink, and he cries out, "Lord, save me." Jesus links this sinking in the water with a lack of faith or the presence of doubt. Verse 31, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" What does that make you realize? Well, Jesus is talking about, figuratively, walking by faith. You see, this wasn't just an entertainment. This wasn't just something fun and interesting to do because Jesus has the power to do it. Everything Jesus does is for a reason. This was a teaching moment. He is interested in cultivating faith among his disciples, faith that was going to be extremely necessary after his resurrection in order for them to do what they were assigned to do as his apostles, as well as simply living the Christian life, being faithful to him. When we start paying more attention to what's happening around us than we are to Jesus, then we are going to start sinking as well. We are going to have lapses in our faith. We have to focus on Jesus, and that means that I have to make a concerted effort to focus on him, praying to God in the mornings, thanking him for another day of life, another opportunity to serve, requesting what we need, including forgiveness of our sins, walking by faith all the day long, we have to keep our eyes on the right things, on Jesus, on God, on our faith, on our hope that we have to be in heaven with Him. We don't live a faithful life all by ourselves. We don't accomplish living righteously on our own. We need God in order to walk by faith, just like Peter needed the power of Jesus in order to walk on that water. It's natural to have moments where we're fearful or moments where we don't know what the right next step is. Sometimes that even produces moments of doubt. But we have to do like Peter did, and that is cry out to God for help when we have a moment of weakness. Lord, save me. He wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to humble ourselves and rely on Him for guidance, for strength, for forgiveness. He wants to be our Father in heaven. What prevents us? We need to have the courage to keep our faith fixed on Jesus and keep our eyes on that hope and that dependence. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.